Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 17th of March 2024. Today's topic is the perfect example. Our text today is taken from Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 through 5. Verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. But fornication, and all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Verse 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Key verse. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children. Examples serve as guide and help to understand difficult things. Teachers would usually explain, using examples to help their pupils understand what they are teaching. In life, Jesus Christ is the perfect example. His life is the perfect guide for everyone that wants to spend eternity in heaven and be all that God created him or her to be on earth. There are some examples in the Bible to learn from. The life of Dinah, Jacob's daughter, was a bad example of careless visitation. Samson's loss of his eyes and untimely death showed that disobedience to parents and a life of overconfidence is dangerous. Likewise, the story of Judas Iscariot's covetousness and betrayal is another bad example to avoid. However, Samuel's life of obedience, Joseph's refusal to yield to temptations to commit sin with his master's wife, and Daniel's decision to be different, refusing to join others to do evil, are good examples God wants us to follow. What type of example does your life show? Choose to follow good examples, even if it brings temporary pain, and be a good example for others to follow. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, give me grace to follow the perfect examples of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 21 through 24. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.